Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
There's a lot on your mind. Let's help you decide. There's no need to delay. Republic makes it easy. We got the best rates with our local mortgages. We got what it takes to make your house like a home. We're here, we care, and we say, go ahead and start building today.
Republic knows you have choices. Whether you're purchasing land, constructing, or buying a new home, let's be the one for you. Apply in person or online.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
Pick two, pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five, or get a free play. Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9, a chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2, Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2, Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
When last we were in Murondoy, Kimal took his mom, Marla, to Coretta's home to meet Sharona, who had gone to the supermarket. When Kimal left to pick her up, Coretta excitedly told Marla that she was happy to start planning their wedding. Marla, however, cautioned her that the relationship was far too young for that. Kevin and Divine tried to compile the order of service for Aubrey's funeral, but Unique was unable to help, causing Kevin and Divine to be concerned about her mental health. And now, as we return to Murondoy, Sharona's phone is ringing.
Hello?
Hi, Sharona.
Kavita?
Yes, girl. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Cool. So, what are you doing today?
Seeing that I don't have to work today, I was just planning on chilling. Maybe see Kimal later.
How about the girls there at the spa?
Spa?
Yeah. We can do manis, pedis, get our facials, massages, and chit-chat.
Okay. I've never been to a spa before.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, seriously.
Well, consider this your grand introduction.
Oh, well, all right then.
What time should I pick you up?
Maybe like an hour?
Okay, wear something cute.
You tell Kimal we going?
What Kimal has to do with us having a girl's day out?
He might call me or want us to hang or something.
Tell him you're on your period or something.
Oh, so don't tell him we going out?
So he can spoil the day by begging you to spend time with him? No.
Alright.
Let that boy miss you for a minute. You've got to learn the game, Sharona.
I see.
This is between me and you, right? Don't tell him.
Sure, cool.
Okay, I'll pick you up in an hour.
Okay then, see you.
Where you going dress up so?
Just going out a little bit, Miss Coretta.
Kimal coming to pick you up.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
The perfume smell nice. Is another one he gave you?
Yes, and another brand name. When I check the price, it's $40,000+.
Sharona, you see what I'm telling you? You got to secure Kimol.
We're taking things slow.
What I mean?
It means, you know, we taking our time to know one another.
So that means you haven't had sex yet?
Miss Coretta?
You's not no child, make I can't ask you certain questions. Girl, you's 21.
I know, but still, it's kind of embarrassing.
So, what's the answer?
No, and I prefer to wait anyway.
What are you waiting upon? The second coming? Because I sure came already.
Miss Coretta, please. I don't like talking about this stuff.
Listen, I hope you don't play shy with the boy. Because when you're dealing with millionaires, it's not time to be shy. Whatever he asks you for do, do it.
So I don't have a say?
This not what I mean.
What you mean then?
I mean, do whatever you can to secure yourself in the family. You's a big girl, and I know you got sense. Take my stupid advice, Sharona. After all you've been through, you deserve a good life.
Yeah, I know. That must be Kimol.
You mind if I come outside and say hi?
No! Miss Coretta, please. I don't want to frighten Kimol away.
You're right. He might sense too much excitement in me.
Yeah.
All right. You enjoy your date.
Okay.
He driving his sister car today?
Yeah, he had to take his car to get service or something.
Oh, all the windows tint up black. Like the police in C. Anyways, tell you say hi.
Okay.
You know, I should try to get in the family myself. I wonder if Kimal's father ain't looking for a lady, because John is a cross to me life.
Is you knocking, man? Kevin? Why are you knocking? Why you don't just open the door?
Hi, baby! Yes, Unique is Wanda Boston in the flesh.
Oh, mommy, what are you doing here? Is Dream my dream?
No, I'm really here. Your mother is really here.
But I thought you coming in tonight. I wanted to come to the airport for you and Jamari.
We plan to surprise you. We left New York early this morning and flight landed midday.
Oh gosh, mommy.
I know, baby. I know.
Where's Jamari?
He with Divine and Kevin. I wanted me and you to spend some time alone. I'll let Kevin and Divine bring me straight from the airport.
Wait. Divine been to the airport with Kevin?
Yes. She and Kevin pick us up.
Oh, mommy. I'm so happy you're here.
I've missed you so much, Unique.
I miss y'all too. But no daddy anymore. Oh, gosh.
Aubrey break my heart, Unique. It's like I can't catch myself.
Me too.
I keep thinking I'm gonna wake up and he gonna be right there, but every day they being just fresh again.
I can't get myself together, mommy. I can't eat. Many nights I just restless. Why daddy do this to we, eh? Why he do this to we?
If it's so fragile, Unique. Here today, gone tomorrow.
With no warning, though. I keep telling myself that if daddy was sick for a long time, maybe he had some disease like cancer or something. But to just die so suddenly, with no warning, when 2 days before I talked to him and he was fine.
I know. Can you believe what your father's last words were to me?
What?
He said, Rhonda, I love you. Everything gonna be all right.
Gosh. This is too much.
Yes. So, You know you wouldn't want us to be crying like this all the time.
Well, then you shouldn't break we heart like that.
I know. I don't know what I will do without your father being there anymore. I feel lost. Confused. This is a feeling I can't even begin to explain.
At least you and Jamari were there with him till the end. My biggest regret is not seeing him over these last few years.
Don't beat yourself up, man. At least you saw him on video call.
But it's not the same, Mommy. Oh, it's not the same.
I know.
Oh, gosh.
Everything will be okay because Aubrey watching over we know. We can find a little comfort in that.
Yeah. I'm so happy you're here, Mommy.
Me too.
So, how are we doing this funeral, though?
Baby, I don't know. But we got each other. We got each other, baby.
Gosh, these people drive like mad people. It's so much traffic on the road these days.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So, Sharon, how you enjoyed your first time at the spa?
I can't thank you enough, Kovito. My hands and feet feel so soft. Look at my nails. You know I used to paint my own nails?
Love the color.
Plus, the facial and the massage. Kovito girl, I fall asleep.
It happens to all of us.
It was so relaxing.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Well, you know, every month I can treat myself.
How about we say it's my treat every month?
Really? But I don't want you to feel that you have to do this.
No, don't worry about it. It's my treat. But don't let Kimano. Let it remain between me and you.
No problem.
So, how are things with you and my brother?
It's good, you know.
He doesn't annoy you?
No.
Ugh, he annoys me.
Well, you're his sister.
Twin sister at that.
Exactly.
So, he's your first boyfriend?
Well, I had like two other boyfriends. One when I was going to school, and then there was a guy about 2 years ago, but that didn't last long.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what about you?
Well, my most recent ex is a guy named Denzel. Yeah, we were dating for a while, but it didn't work out, man.
Why?
I just got to the point where I didn't want to deal with the drama of being with a guy anymore.
Oh, okay.
And my ex before him, Jonathan, ugh, he was a mess.
So you don't have a boyfriend now?
And I don't want one. I need time to get to know myself. To know what I really want and like, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
When can we hang out again, Sharona?
I don't know, Kovito. What do you have in mind?
When you have some time. I just don't want Kimar to know because he's gonna tell you not to.
Why would he do that?
Sibling rivalry.
Oh?
We can continue texting and calling in secret.
Okay.
Well, I have got you home safe and sound.
Thanks for everything today, Kovito.
Sure, no problem. Sister hug?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks for hanging out with me today, Sharona. I really appreciated it.
You're welcome. Okay, bye.
I'll message you later.
Sure.
See ya.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.